horse got to trust you, too, for you to be able to. How much trust are you putting in the crackhead?
But
you not.
I'm not.
But that horse knew. That said, that horse said, nigga, you're taking me places. To freedom.
Y'all wouldn't trust the crackhead.
And now back to your regularly scheduled program.
Welcome back to the Awkward Thinking Podcast. I'm your boy Nas, a.k.a. Stace.
What up? I'm Vince.
And we are the friends you never knew you needed. All that, a bag of chips, regular guys with awkward lives. Awkward Thinkers! Woo! White people claps in the building. We got,
before I introduce you,
make sure you like, comment, and subscribe. We want to, once again, be on the yacht snorting some cocaine. I want to live a better life. He wants to live a better life.
I'm trying to take my girl out the hood. Come on.
Exactly. You know, is there anything else that would you like to?
If you are an older woman out there and you're searching for a sugar baby and maybe another companion, me and my girl are looking for a sugar mama.
Yes.
We're trying to get up out of the hood. Mm-hmm. She's a nurse. She can take care of you. She's a good conversationalist as well.
Okay.
And, you know, I'm willing to lay down pipe 2 to 3 times out the week.
Okay.
But we're going to have to run it past her as far as that goes. But, yes.
And if you put in an application today, you're a guarantee for a 4-time-a-week dick appointment.
Yes.
And that's just not 1 inch, not 2 inch. We're talking about 12 inches of dick all up in you.
Damn.
I mean, you might have to grab another person, but yeah. Okay.
Freaky ass dick.
Well, yeah.
So, I thought somebody was about to open the door.
If you want that for your old heart, you know, come this way. Dude, and then, you know, requirements, we do require to be enlisted in your will, at least 40% to 50% mm-hmm. of all assets and future belongings.
And be your legal caretaker.
Yes.
Yeah. So, and you can get everything. We have the Zordon of the pod here for a consecutive.
Mm-hmm. I've been here now.
You've been here. Yeah.
But you've been acting up a little. Huh? You've been acting up a little. Showing yourself.
You have. And you know, she's about to leave again. So, we're not about to have Sharice for too long now.
You about to be fast again.
I'm going to leave again.
Sharice be like, I'm gone.
I'm going again.
Where are you about to serve a bed at now? And for what?
The D.
Mm-hmm. You can't get enough of it.
Mm. Can't get enough of the D.
Mm-hmm.
All right, now.
Okay.
What's up with that little ass sign?
Huh?
That Detroit sign.
Okay. Chill the fuck out on my city now.
Them little ass lowercase motherfucking letters.
It look good at night because it light up.
LED lights?
Chill on our shit now.
Mm-hmm. I love that for y'all.
Look like somebody high school made that for y'all. But it's cute. It's cute.
That is crazy.
I would like to say something. I would like to talk to the people just for a quick second.
You want us to step out? You need a private moment?
Just give me a moment. Because I think I just, us time for the viewers.
Okay.
Real quick. yeah. It's time to wake up America. FanDuel is the new crack. They've dropped it off in our communities. And I think that Maturin is realizing that parlay is not going to hit. So it's time to go to work. And yeah.
Millions of people are affected every year from FanDuel. A lot of people are missing their parlays every year and they're not hitting.
Mm-hmm. And just by one leg.
And a lot of domestic violence cases are increasing because of these lack of parlays hitting.
Now,
please. Stop playing the parlays.
My family is falling apart.
No, but on some real shit, though, like, I have never... That shit changes my fucking mood.
Mm-hmm.
I swear to God, I ain't gonna lie. I'm not a sports guy. I don't pretend... I do.
I can't tell.
I do like sports, though. Don't get me wrong. I do like watching a game. I do like the vibe when I go to a sports game. I like all of that shit. But I necessarily... That shit, when I don't hit, if it's like $5, $10, I really feel like I just put $1,000 on that shit.
Mm. That shit
and that flip, he said, $10 to $800, that shit be the gag right there.
It do.
Mm-hmm.
Excuse me, I had to burp.
Oh, Lord. Yeah, get it out.
Yeah, but nah, that shit really changes my mood. Like, that shit is like, I mean, yeah, gambling is an addiction, but like, that shit is literally like a fucking drug. Cause I'm like, damn.
Especially
like,
if you down bad and you waiting for that motherfucking parlay to hit, and you like, oh nigga, I got this thing coming up. I just need this motherfucker to hit real quick, and if it hit, it's gonna change all of our lives.
Cause you legit feel like a fucking crackhead. Mm-hmm. Like, oh, I'm gonna hit this motherfucker.
Literally,
this nigga was walking around. Phone in his hand like it'd this. Like he that carrying though. That motherfucker like a baby the whole time. You just hear sportscasters. Nah, nah, nah. That was a 3-point. Like this, nah.
Bro.
And this nigga like, oh my fucking god.
It make me hate the players.
Like, it does.
Yeah. Like they ain't have to do nothing to me. They only miss one shot. Mm-hmm. I'm like, fuck Jason Tatum, man.
Ooh. Yeah. No, fuck it. I've never hated so many players until I downloaded DraftKings. Mm-hmm. FanDuel or Fanatics.
I got unknown beef,
and you don't know me, and you getting $1 million. But I would like you to hit your three from time to time so I can get some. And I would like to say this too: FanDuel, DraftKings, Fanatics,
Prize Picks,
Bet365. Mm-hmm. I don't give a fuck if Anthony Edwards can hit 10 fucking points. Mm-mm. Don't put that minus 25 fucking thousand. I know what the fuck I'm trying to do. Mm-hmm. I'm trying to get some fucking money. Mm-hmm. If this $1 bet to get 10,000 is going to get my family out the hood, then let me place that bitch.
Yep. Help me get my family out the hood.
I feel like, I don't know, as black people, I just feel like we deserve that to get, you know.
Yeah.
At least let me get 10K off the motherfucker. A little 10K ain't gonna hurt nobody. That's not gonna fuck y'all pockets.
I knew I was down bad when I was like, I was real broke. And I was like, Mom, you got $5. I said, I didn't even say it. I was like, I'm hungry. I need something to eat. Like,
I definitely was calling my daddy, like, trying to bet on something today. What's up? And I knew I was down bad when I was betting on shit that I ain't know shit about. I'm
like, I ain't gonna lie.
I'm betting on fucking horse racing.
I won $100 on tennis. I don't know what the fuck it was. I bet some shit 3-love and that shit happened and I was good.
Nah. I ain't gonna lie, bro. That shit make me understand drug addicts, bro. Mm-hmm. Because when they was like, such and such and took the Xbox from the kids. Nigga, and she was like, I see why you motherfuckers try to get these $5. Because that shit, this shit good. This some good crack at this motherfucker. You hear me? God damn.
Your laugh just sounded like somebody opening up a door. I'm like, where the fuck? A chain door at that. I don't know what the fuck that was. We need a replay or something. That shit said, I said, who the fuck just walked
Please
in here,
get
bro?
Because
in hindsight, like, let's be real. Let's dial it down. Let's be real with ourselves. Going to work fucking sucks.
It do.
And these criminals are living their fucking best life.
Come on. Knowing scammers and knowing motherfuckers who are not, like, working 9-to-5s.
Clock it.
And but still. Shut the fuck up. But knowing that motherfuckers who are still, like, getting hella money and them motherfuckers is always on vacation. They always happy. Motherfuckers is not like suffering the way that we suffer and make me be like, okay, let me pick up some drugs. Let me sell this motherfucking shit. Let me do this shit.
I'm gonna be real with you. I know a lot of my homies is out here probably scamming or some shit like that. If I don't get nothing, I'm finna tell. Yeah. I don't give a fuck.
Don't let a motherfucker come to me talking about, hey, do you have information on this person, nigga? What do you need and how much are you willing to give?
How much you paying?
Yes. Or I'm calling niggas, hey, somebody just stopped by. They asked about you. They left a card. I ain't say shit, but hush money go be required to, you know, for us to continue this. Nigga, I need a cut of something.
Because jealousy and envy is a real thing. Mm-hmm.
It's fucking
and
crazy. And shit, my bills got to get paid.
That's what I'm saying. I'll be mad as fuck. You just came up on 5K.
Mm-hmm.
That's
crazy.
At
least $1,000.
I'm the bro. I'm That's keeping it quiet.
I'm the bro.
I'm happy for you. You know what I mean? Like, you up, we up. You know what I'm saying? So I feel like at this point, the criminal lifestyle, I get it. I understand taking the risk. As I grow older, I know I said a lot of jokes about my dad saying stay out the streets. The streets are actually calling.
Them bitches is calling. They said, nigga, pick it up.
Mm-hmm.
It's time to hit the block. I ain't go.
Something.
I be out here trying to tell kids not to do that shit, but these niggas is making more money than me.
A kid was trying to explain. Literally. Huh. Like, it was just like, I was like, get help, seek help, do all that shit. And then, you know, they break your shit down. Like, yeah, I can make this. I don't know. How? You know what?
you connected through who?
Like, but them niggas be little entrepreneurs. For real. They be moving. Not to glorify, but, you know, they be. It just makes you think. It brings shit into perspective. Breaking Bad ain't that, like, breaking if you think about it. It's like, all it took was a teacher. You just got to know some. I'm great at math.
Yeah. That's literally what Breaking Bad was. It was a chemistry teacher, and it was one of his students that sold drugs. Mm-hmm. And the chemistry, I know how to make the perfect meth.
I've never seen Breaking Bad.
It's a great fucking show.
Really?
It's okay.
It's a great fucking show.
You said it's okay.
He's like, once you get really invested, like, it's a slow burn. Like, mm-hmm. it's a slow burn type of shit. But it's a good series to me. It's really good. It's good. I don't know what else to fucking say, but it's good. I'm a big docuholic, and my problem is I get too invested. Like the stories,
what's too invested?
Like the stories of people's lives are so interesting sometimes, especially when somebody has actually lived like outrageous. Mm-hmm. Like they're not saying they're doing the drugs you want to try, but they're doing drugs. They're they're wilding out, they're crashing out, and you're seeing it, and then in some way. Is leaving a influence of an imprint.
Yeah.
Like, I've, like, say if somebody was, I forget which documentary I was watching, but it was about a comedian that was on SNL. Mm-hmm. And he was, like, one of their wildest acts, but he was one of their best performative ones. Mm-hmm. And I'm watching it, and as I'm watching it, I feel like I'm not becoming that person, but being, like, I feel where you're coming from or something like that. Yeah. It's like looking at the Joker. And somebody looking at that
like Harley
type of,
Quinn kind of like working with the nigga and then, or not, I'm pretty sure her name was different, but working with the nigga and then becoming Harley Quinn because you get so fascinated with like, how do you become this fucked up?
Yeah.
And then you realize, oh, you go down that same rabbit hole they went down.
But I think it's so much because it's like, especially with celebrities, because I usually watch a lot of celebrity docs, and it's like you get influenced to a certain degree because you look at it as, okay, they did this high risk for this reward. They still are glorified. They have a documentary out, yada, yada, yada. But it can be very dangerous because when we look at the serial killer and then for the Joker example, it's like you get people that do watch it and get like, okay, that sounds like he got the right idea.
Yeah.
And documentaries have such a powerful way of changing the narrative because they can change the motive of a serial killer.
Yeah.
And they can change the motive of a celebrity at the same time.
And I also feel like it kind of for a lot of people watching it, that might inspire you. Like you said, it's going to inspire you, but it inspires you because you see something that's like similar, like how school shooters end up, repeating the shit. Like they watch Columbine and then it's like, oh, I just learned something because you connected. Like, you feel like, oh, they were bullied, and this is how they handled it. Yeah. And, that was their response. I'm going to do the same thing. So then, when you watch certain documentaries, oh, my father abused me, and this person's father abused him, and he went into drugs. Let me go see what these fucking drugs is about. Especially if the documentary can switch around and be like, oh, and this person made it through it, it'd be like, oh, let me go through that character growth type shit too.
I ain't gonna lie, a lot of documentaries that I've watched led into depression right after watching it. Mm-hmm. Especially, because I'm so fascinated on how drugs take effect of a human and how it just crumbles a person down, and you see like the survival of it all. You see like the need for it and shit like that. So you get so involved, and you have this type of like. You do have a human emotion because it's like, damn, like, you don't got to live like this, but you're seeing it, trickle and shit like that. So it does lead into, like, damn, like, or it could be like, damn, my life is not what it seems like when you watch that.
Documentaries are also weird because I was thinking about it, like, outside of the box. Like, in a way, we kind of, we're in somebody else's life. We're in somebody else's reality at that time. And we kind of watching what they got going on. And I feel like we get submerged in that and think, like, I don't know. We pick it up ourselves in a way, and you it's like the Sims and shit. Mm-hmm. To me, it kind of put me in the mind of Sims, like how you'll play a game and you'll play a character. And to me, when you watching documentaries, that's kind of what you're doing as well. Because again, people pick that shit up, and then they become just what they watch.
Yeah, and that's why I say like bad people are interesting. That's what makes documentaries mm-hmm. the best. Because honestly, like you without I ain't gonna lie, good people suck. That's the bottom line. Good people fucking suck. Bad people are good. And the reason why it's like that is because
bad people are entertaining.
Yeah.
Yes. So that, but in a sense,
we like bad shit.
Yeah.
But saying
we're sinners.
That's why that bad people are good and good people suck is not. It's really that just that we are entertained by the bad shit, by the negative shit.
Yeah. I mean,
good shit is not as interesting as the bad shit.
It's like the Matrix too. Like, it's like our experiencing what we're going through. Like, it's hard for motherfuckers to watch some positive shit all the time and be like, oh, you know, you don't get a rise, you don't get no emotional effect out of that by seeing like positive shit happen all day. But you see, like a roller coaster, some cause and effect, some conflict, and that shit do something to you. And I think it's like that with bad people. Bad people come around and they sprinkle like a little bit of like
joy.
I wouldn't say joy, but I think motherfuckers it's sprinkle joy. A little bit of entertainment in your day.
Is that why y'all like to watch baddies?
I love baddies. Yeah, I ain't gonna lie. I love to see women throw hands. You know what I mean? And I know it sounds I like them to throw ass and throw hands. That's why I like watching baddies.
It's entertaining. It's
the bad shit.
It's almost like it's controlled chaos in a sense.
Is it controlled?
In a sense, because it's like, okay, we know what we coming on here for. Mm-hmm. Like I'm not a fan of like seeing people just get their ass beat like unexpectedly or oh I don't know this is happening. It's a difference. You know what you come on the show for.
Okay. I ain't gonna lie. Watching baddies gives me that humanistic, like, oh, yeah,
it's like watching gladiators.
Yeah. Like, and we rally to watch people get beat the fuck up.
So fucking bad.
But why do we do that? Why are we seeking this? Why is it that it is entertaining and, like, it is something that we are drawn to outside?
Because we're so desensitized to so much shit.
I don't even think it's a desensitization. I think that's we get pumped up to see a boxing match. Yeah. We get pumped up to that shorty was just talking shit on Twitter, and y'all about to come to, we about to go to, all about to go to lunch. Mm. She about to sneak the fuck out of her.
Oh, Lord. I would say, I do think we are desensitized, but this is something that still has been going on since the beginning of, like, human civilization. So like even in Rome, niggas was having gladiator matches. Even like wrestling, you was just in this bitch as the Undertaker and everything. Like
you're the problem.
As a kid,
no, but like you watch it. Some shit, if it's controlled, it's like even boxing, like it's controlled and people are there and it's like it's established and everything. So you there and you know people are willing participants for the most part. Yeah. And so that makes it a little bit better versus, like, if you know how you see some shit on TV, you can watch a fight on TV and be like, oh, you dissect that shit. You see a fight outside, you got to, you can watch it, but you got to prepare yourself and you just got to be like, oh, what the fuck is going on? It's a difference.
And it kind of give you, like, that, like, I don't know. I just love it. It's baddies, bad. Y'all keep doing y'all thing. Zeus.
Y'all got to let Big Gretch go. I ain't going to lie.
That and Zeus, I know y'all trying to that baddies versus cut that shit out. I don't need that shit no more.
If y'all could just do boxing matches, that would be nice.
That would like how Tommy and Natalie did, but they made people pay.
Take the gloves off and shit. Fuck all that. Oh wow. Just like you know, regular like okay, you want to be a baddie? Baddies in the ring or baddies in boxing?
So. That brings me to my next point, and this is just completely off topic, completely off of what the board was. And I was literally thinking on my drive when we were talking about this. The people, you know the network TLC.
You talking about the Three Girls, Left Eye, and
no, bitch.
Chasing Waterfalls?
The fucking the network. You know the network TLC, right?
Yeah.
Yes.
I'm thinking to myself, like, those people are the sickest people in the fucking world. Like, that board meeting, it's like, okay.
You talking about Little People, Big World?
That, and it's like, you know what? Let's make a show. mm-hmm. where we get the biggest people in fucking America.
600 pound life.
And show them at least losing 10 pounds. Mm-hmm. And put it on TV.
When they showed that fucking video, that girl, they went and ordered them fucking like 30 boxes of pizzas and walked in the house with like four of them bitches. And it's like, where is all the fucking pizza at?
Are those feel-good shows?
You say, are they what?
Feel-good shows?
I think those are for other people, like to watch the suffering of other people. Ooh, I wonder if that's like
that's
the
documentary. That's so sad.
It's like you
but
do.
But it'd be funny as fuck, though.
You watch the suffering of other people and you like, oh, I'm so glad I don't got it like that. I was fucking with Extreme Couponers. I ain't gonna lie.
That shit was the dirtiest shit in my fucking life that I've ever seen.
No, that's Extreme Cheapskates. Oh, but that was good as fuck, too. That fucking family sharing the bathwater. No. You trifling muckets.
That fucking lasagna in the dishwasher. No. That took the fucking cake for me.
I seen a lady. She was bathing in bleach.
What the fuck?
She put it in her water. She said, I just drop a couple of drops in there.
Oh, well, I don't. People do that. People drop a couple of drops of bleach in their water sometimes. Yeah. I'm not saying
Michael
this
Jackson
for me.
Over here.
It's not for me, but you know,
that's disgusting.
I would call that like
that's
cheap.
Dangerous,
though.
Too.
That is dangerous as fuck. My homie took a shot of bleach before.
If don't let your bath water be hot as hell.
I know you're not talking about the one who has the skin condition.
No, not yet. I'm talking about my homie Rondell. We was in high school, and he was in hospital because I think he had like he was washing clothes or whatever the case was.
That shit.
And he made a cup. He put a cup of bleach next to whatever he was drinking, and accidentally picked it up and drank the bleach. And, like, it burned his throat and shit like that,
I'm sure it did. Shit.
Yeah. You know who was on drugs?
Who?
Honey Boo Boo's mom. I just noticed that.
And
today.
She was stealing all the money from that little girl. That little girl was on that motherfucking TV making them rich, and she took all
they
that
was
money.
Exploiting the
How the fuck,
fuck out
do
of
you
her.
Find that family?
Honey Boo Boo.
Like, who the fuck was like, you know what? You deserve a fucking TV show.
That's a family pageant. Sitting in Xenia right now somewhere.
Like, that literally look like, like a family.
It'd be anybody. Cause
they live in the meadows.
They do. They be on some weird shit. They fucked up John and Kate relationship, too.
Oh, Johnny K plus eight.
I was rooting for them.
Kate was kind of insane.
Kate was a bitch.
She was a bitch.
No offense.
Oh, I thought it was John. I thought John was the problem.
No,
Kate was a bitch.
She was controlling and she was cheating on John, I think.
Yeah, John was cool as hell.
It's like,
Kate was a bitch.
How can you, like, cheat after dropping eight fucking babies?
Because, motherfucker, you could just pull that bitch up and let a motherfucker walk in there and get warm.
Dude, I really wonder how her shit looked because of that.
Yeah.
She probably had a C-section, though. Eight kids. She wasn't just pushing the motherfuckers out.
I don't know.
Well, no, she probably had a C-section for sure.
Bring back Teen Mom. That's what I want to see.
No.
I want to see young white teens trying to figure the fuck out.
I never liked Teen Mom. And then that dirty-ass episode or storyline where the two got pregnant and their parents was dating each other.
What?
Like,
I never seen
their parents was dating first or their parents started dating after they started dating. And it was just like, why do y'all want to keep it in the fucking family?
White people shit.
White people, no offense.
No offense.
Y'all, white people know how to white people. I say that. Yeah. Don't nobody white people better than white people.
Can I be honest? I'm taking off my glasses for this honesty piece. When I get to a certain age, give me what the fuck I want. I'm 75. If I want some fucking salt on my shit, Give me some fucking. I have no more life to live at this point. It's not much I could do. That's how I feel. I don't like it. Cause I ain't gonna lie. If I got all these ailments, what the fuck? Give me the fuck what I want at this point. I'm fucking 80. I'm 83. All I want is a pinch of salt on my fucking steak. And you telling me I can't have this shit cause you want me to live longer? I miss tasting shit. That's how I want.
So dumb.
That was my
thing. If your ass stopped eating all that motherfucking salt now, you can have it when you 75.
Somebody said that, but I don't believe that shit.
Yeah.
You have to balance it out. Nigga, you drink hot sauce with a straw.
I'm a victim. I will dash a drop of hot sauce. I know. I don't know what it was. I think I like the salt. I like the heat and the salt of it. I don't know what it is. I love it.
He likes some more vinegary shit in his mouth.
It is vinegar, but it's good. It's not warm. Sometimes I don't like cold hot sauce.
Why?
I don't think, because I don't like I don't like mustard cold. I don't like ketchup cold.
Really?
I don't like my hot sauce in the refrigerator. I don't like none of that. None of my condiments. The only thing you can put in the refrigerator is mayonnaise, I feel like.
Yeah, okay.
Everything else, I don't.
I don't mind it.
Yeah. But going
back. I don't mind either hot or cold, honestly.
Yeah, I feel like it's going to do the same thing.
But going back to it, so y'all want people to restrict y'all on what y'all should eat?
When I get old?
When you get old.
To an extent, yes. Because I'm doing the same. I'm raising my mother.
So can I ask you a question? So say if you're like 83.
Mm-hmm.
And you want this fucking bag of candy. And your grandkids like, grandpa, you ain't getting that. Snatchies.
If my fucking diabetes is fucking me up and I don't need to have that shit because my sugar, I mean, I'm going to go into a coma. My motherfucking grandkids better snatch that shit out my head. I might sneak me a motherfucking peppermint or two, but.
Because I want to cuss people. Who the fuck is you to tell me out?
Oh, I'm looking forward to that. Right. I ain't going to lie. I want to be on the porch when them old ass people see the motherfucking kid. Why the fuck is these kids outside making all this motherfucking noise?
I can't wait to get old and complain. Yeah. That's what it is.
My dad is a complaining. Like, my dad will, call customer service and cuss them the fuck out. Mm. And it'd be his fault. But he'll cuss them clean the fuck out.
I think that's why I'm balding. What? Because I've been calling and complaining.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I've been doing old people. Y'all have you noticed that?
Like, yeah.
No, within yourself, you motherfucker. But
I've noticed your age is showing. Yeah.
I ain't gonna lie. It'd be certain shit I'd be like, bro, you're too young to be doing this shit. Mm-hmm. Like, I do the same.
I shuffled the other day. I was like,
yeah. I'd be thinking, and I have a thought, and I go, to get my thought through. And it's like, nigga, Carl was like, bro, who the fuck, how old is you, nigga? And I had to say, damn, is this what... It just come out of nowhere.
I ain't gonna lie, like I've really have been. That's why I made me think of that shit because I'm like, damn, I've really been doing some old ass shit. Like I'm telling kids, number one, I never do this a day in my life. And it was like these kids, they was trying to get in Walmart. It was late,
mm-hmm.
and I'm like, use the other door. The other door is. I'm like, I'm giving out help. I'm giving helpful advice.
What
and shit.
The fuck is he talking to?
Bro,
I knew I was old. When I was telling my neos, like, they was doing some shit for the Juice Jam.
Uh-huh.
And I'm like, are you doing this? Are you doing that? And them niggas like, yes, yes, yes. And I was like, is it me? Am I? Oh, shit.
I can't wait, like, when I do decide to build my colony of children and have my own. That's what I fucking mean, people.
Colony.
And just do shit that, like, become lazy.
Mm-hmm.
Take out the trash.
Give me that remote. For real.
Nigga.
Do shit that I don't want to do anymore.
That bitch could be right by me.
Like, Grandpa, it's no remotes. What are you talking about?
And I'm going to be trifling, too. I'm going to be a trifling ass old
Please
man.
Please don't.
And yep. I'm going to be that person, like, if I got to get up and find this remote myself, I'm beating everybody ass.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to be like
I'm just, Grandpa, you farted and just, I'm just Ugh. Start popping ass. Well, not like that.
Put that down.
Yeah, my dad do like fart randomly. He be like, "Oh shit!"
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, "That's
the old shit." When it's surprising him too.
Like, oh.
He said, "I was not expecting that." I'm
not like that. That's disgusting.
Hmm.
Oh, thank question. You. Now that we talking about age and everything else, this ain't got shit to do with age. But what is your big back fantasy?
I do a lot of big back shit, a lot. And I would like to add something to that.
Mm-hmm.
Food is really beating y'all ass. Mm-hmm. And you wondering, oh, how did I get this big? Mm-hmm. Well, you have a highlight on your fucking Instagram story from 2019 all the way to now of every fucking meal that you had. So, of course, you're the mm-hmm. fuck getting big.
Yeah.
But my big back fantasies, I do a lot of big shit that I'm like, you nasty motherfucker. Look at you.
Ooh.
Because it should be like, I don't even be high. I be sober thinking of shit. Mm-hmm. So I can only imagine the things. I'm like a person that didn't really want to have sex for. I'm like, I'm fucking disgusting.
Cause why do you even think about like this little big back shit, like,
bro? The other day, Q came over. She made some jerk chicken egg rolls, some jerk chicken and cheese.
They were awful.
No, the fucking listen,
damn Q,
them motherfucking egg rolls were so good. and I was stuffing my fucking face, and I had no more room for them bitches, and they was just so good, I wanted to continue. Like, my stomach is shrinking a little bit, and I was mm-hmm. pissed off at it, because I'm like, nigga, you can eat at least 10 of these bitches. Listen. It's good. And so, like, I'm sitting there thinking, and I'm like, you know how motherfuckers go, they get surgery to make their stomach smaller, or mm-hmm. they go get a bypass or mm-hmm. a sleeve or some shit.
You'll make it bigger, too.
I need a motherfucking second stomach. Fuck that shit. I need another stomach where I can just eat whatever the fuck I want and big back all the way fuck out. I ain't gonna lie. I need a stomach for that mac and cheese and the motherfucking egg rolls. I just need a second stomach. I ain't gonna lie. I don't know how you get the surgery done, where you get it put. I put that bitch on my back if I got to. But I need a second stomach. I ain't gonna lie.
No, y'all. I seen some lamb chop waffles. What? And at first I was like, this shit is big back as fuck. This is probably disgusting. Mm-hmm. But then I was like,
I'll give it a try.
They might be good as fuck. Mm-hmm. They might be.
I feel like the black community got a big back when it comes to mixing shit.
That's why we need to stop. At this point, let certain foods just stay in their category. Y'all, we don't need cross-uppers.
Deep fry everything.
Lamb chops and motherfucking waffles. Who the fuck can...
Them bitches look like... No. I ain't gonna lie. You ever seen like a beef Wellington? I know like when you cut it, it's pink. You don't like the mm-hmm. fucking pink steak. But like when you look at them bitches did look magnificent. I'm not gonna lie. Them bitch, even like it just looked like a lollipop. Oh my,
this shit probably fire. I ain't gonna lie.
No, good. I don't like, I'm not a fan of the
better not be touching my ribs, bitch. This is my ribs in that basket, bitch.
Where is that from?
Norbit. Norbit, yeah.
You adjust my seat.
You adjust my seat, Norbit. Nah, but TikTok makes me not. Like, you know how we used to see shit on Twitter where it was like, oh, the candy and it looked like really good or the food? TikTok is making me like, y'all are fucking disgusting and your cars smell like a bunch of what the fuck. Mm-hmm.
That's when I realized I was getting into my old age too, when I saw like, you got this big ass glass milkshake thing with a brownie on top and
like
some other
like
ice cream and shit. That shit looks so nasty to me. It's too much. It's too much sugar, and I never thought I would say that.
Early Twitter, I was like, "Oh my god, they putting this shit look gonna be good." They put the Reese's cup mm-hmm. with the fucking Airhead Extreme. I was going fucking ballistic. Now I look at that, I'm like, number one, you're eating a fucking seafood boil in a car.
Yeah,
let's be fucking realistic. But eating in the car is the most satisfying thing in the world.
But I feel like you need adjustable seats, because I do think after eating, you just need to go to sleep in the car.
No,
like,
for real.
The getting out the car after eating be the worst thing ever.
I ain't gonna lie. I think
it would be like,
because it's like, damn, it's like having post nut clarity after you eat in the car.
You done created your own little atmosphere in here with your food and this sweat from the food and shit, from the heat and everything. You in the motherfucking car, you chilling. Your stomach fat as fuck. You bloated. And you
this
like,
is the most big back shit ever.
For you got to get out that motherfucking car, and that walk into the house is going to be a motherfucker. And you only taking 10 steps. But you about, those are long 10 steps to that motherfucking door. And then you got to.
Because it's like, you know how you prep everything when you get ready for, you know, your meal. You get everything mm-hmm. together, yada, yada, yada. It's the same with the car. But it's like, I be in mid-conversation, and sometimes the conversation be good. And I don't want to. All right, I'm about to get my burger. I'm about to eat, talk, and then.
You do be in your car.
I do.
I was like, you still in front of the house?
He stay in his motherfucking car.
I love my car.
Like, sometimes.
Yeah, I love being in my car for any moment of time. It's just a peace. Mm. It's a peaceful environment.
Come on, peace.
Crackheads probably have the best missions
Number
ever.
Number one, they contact them. They have like a third sense or
That's what I'm saying. Crackheads probably, like, think of a crackhead mission, mm-hmm. right? And somebody probably just sent them on a quest. Mm-hmm. Like, in order for you to get this crack, you have to go and retrieve three goats. Three goats and then one whatever the
raccoon.
Fuck animal. One raccoon, two squirrels. And these motherfuckers will come back.
Crackheads will train a whole army of birds. The motherfuckers will train squirrels, raccoons. They don't. Them niggas
be
in touch with nature.
They do.
I guess it's living in and being homeless and shit, but it worked for them because they just be like, come here, and the motherfuckers will show up.
Like, do they have some type of, I don't know, like.
Because, you know, horse got to trust you, too, for you to be able to. How much trust are you putting in a crackhead?
But
you not.
I'm not.
But that horse knew. That's it. That horse said, nigga, you're taking me places. To freedom.
Y'all wouldn't trust the crackhead?
It not depends. With certain shit.
Well, I not with, like, stuff. I wouldn't trust them with stuff.
What you mean?
Like items. Like, I wouldn't trust them with what? My fucking TV and shit like that, but.
I don't know if it's wrong to say it, but
just fuck it.
They kind of ran in my family.
Oh, crackheads?
Yeah.
I got a few crackheads in my family, too.
So, it's like.
I got like a couple.
I don't know, to an extent, the motherfuckers is not trustworthy. The motherfuckers who not crackheads ain't trustworthy. Yeah. So it's like, no, I can't. I can trust you to clean my yard. I can trust you to,
mow
like.
Mow that lawn. Damn, mow some lawns.
Nigga, man. Paint a house. Okay, some shit like that. And in 30 minutes at that.
You'll get them $20. Yeah,
I think crack might be the best day. Trade school.
Yeah. Crack, yeah. I feel like, bring you to a place where you can finally, like, that shit. Crack got to be like a black hole. Yeah. And you just shroom and come back up out that bitch with skills, because it be motherfuckers that ain't never worked on the house, nigga. How do you know how to build this shit?
Crackhead, we'll figure it out.
It's the crack.
Crack like gives you abilities that you never thought you had.
What if crack is like when they smoke it, then they start seeing like Einstein's algorithm or whatever the fuck it is.
What if it's like the little shit off of
21?
Off of Wakanda. Oh. The little purple shit.
When they become the
power of the crackhead and the
power and the crackhead is among you.
Is this your crackhead? Is this him? That's funny as fuck.
Like, they are really like supreme beings.
They are, bro.
Them niggas. And you don't ever hear about like a crackhead dying early.
You
like
don't.
They live. To be old.
I've known some crackheads. They all don't my get life. Shot.
They don't get like they might get beat up and jump.
Yeah, they
here
might
and there,
get beat up and shit. But they.
But
be
you ain't gonna hear about them motherfuckers dying early.
Wiggles wobble, but they don't fall down. Yeah, though. They don't fall down. I know some crackheads that I've known since I was a kid, and they still around the block.
Don't do drugs, kids.
If it helps.
If it helps. If you're trying to get your abilities up, do it.
Do it. If you want your superpowers early, do some drugs.
You can read Vince's shirt. What'd it say?
Yeah. Oh, actually, though, they just took weed off the list of drugs for.
That's so crazy.
Yeah.
The gateway drug used
and
to
people
be.
People in jail for it.
Yep.
Because I ain't did crack.
Yeah, I think we need to do a social experiment.
Yeah.
Let's buy some crack.
And just do it on my pod.
I feel like there should be a way to experience a drug without the effects.
Yeah, they probably do have like little simulations or something like that.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. I didn't know that's where you were going.
That's not what I was getting either, but shit, I'm around with it. I'll take it.
Okay, I was like, okay, I get that one.
I don't know, like, if a motherfucker, like, I don't know.
I would like to feel the effects of coke, but not do the coke.
No, I'd do the coke.
No, I feel like
I would do the coke.
Coke is too hyper, I think.
Like, can you imagine, like, you in a club and you just do a little line of coke and then I want to see how they feel. Because they be, like, lit after they do that line.
Nah, some ecstasy would be nice.
What song would get you lit if you hear it off coke?
I don't know. It got to be one of those.
Wake me up inside. Wake me up. Sorry,
I'd be going crazy. No, it gotta be something like that, like along those lines.
Like I feel like, you know how like white people would get hype over like T-Pain songs. I feel like that's what we would do, like if we heard a song off coke.
Should've got the maple butter cheese.
What the fuck?
No, I want to do coke to. Oh, you can't tell by the way I
break that bitch down.
No talk.
That bitch in your gums.
For real, though. That's insane, though. I don't want to do coke at all.
I know how to get out.
But
yeah, we'll go right there in that door.
It's about that time where we leave you with a positive message to get through the week. Vince, what is your positive message to get through the week?
How about Sharice go first?
Yeah, Sharice, what is your positive message to get through the week?
My positive message to get through the week is, it's time, y'all. It's time to unbig these backs.
Mm-hmm.
We can't keep living like this.
Yeah.
We need to change. And the change starts today.
That's beautiful.
That's
beautiful.
Go gonna feel real.
Y'all not good at the
gonna make a difference. Gonna
make right. What is your
I don't know. I feel like in a lot of ways, I feel like we be having the power to like change somebody's day or at least make somebody happy. So like the other day, I'm in Dollar General. It's just a cashier. She's very polite and everything. It has like good, great customer service. And so like I acknowledge her for it because I complain a lot and I be complaining about motherfuckers who don't ever have customer service or don't have or like just when I'm having bad interactions, I'm quick to be like, oh, this and that. But I'm like, as much as I complain, let me kind of like compliment. Like, mm-hmm. let me, if I'm going to do one thing, let me try to be as equal with the other. And so, like, when people are doing good, give them their flowers, let them know they're doing good. If you quick to complain, be quick to also compliment or whatever the opposite of complain is at other times. So, yeah.
It's beautiful. Oh, it's okay. Me. I'm so confused.
Yeah.
I got so sidetracked of mm-hmm. my fucking thought of what I have to do. Shit. What do I want to say? I don't really have a positive message, I don't think. Nothing's positive. Negative message of the day. If you're ever wondering why the world is fucked up and, you know, you don't have a clear understanding of it all, blame almond milk. I think that once we transitioned from cow milk to almond milk, shit hit the fucking fan. And that's the clear explanation. Because, once again, there ain't no 2% almond milk. It's always going to be whole almond milk.
Why the fuck is there, does there need to be a 2%? It's an almond.
And we don't know and if I'm it's milking an almond. It. And what, does it hurt the almond?
All you doing is grabbing the almond by the nipples and you milk it.
And does that hurt the almonds?
No, the almond is not complaining.
You don't know that.
They are non-binary.
Thank you for being Aquawardist.
Thank you.
Oh, shit. I'm Nas.
I'm Vince.
I'm Reese.
See you next week.
Yeah. What you said.